Must be got the first aliyah. first aliyah said the bracha before. There better be another two aliyahs. So that's why he didn't say the bracha.
Sure.
But the Gemara says does necessarily, not necessarily a proof. Doesn't necessarily prove that the Gemara says why. It could be Rav got shlishi. Could be he really got shlishi. Why did he say the bracha shalofanah? Because in that area. What motivated the Chachamim to change the Takana? That everyone says the Brahman is okay. So the Ran explained. Everybody says the Brahman is before the not like the case of Mishnah with the Mishnah detective, I think so. But it's one unit to all three of no, every Ali is a unit. Really, everyone on the church says the Brahman is before the but everybody was unsure when the first Oyla Latar and the Fain said the Brahman is okay. Everybody had a mind to the Yotze Barakha Bachamanu in the event of they'll get an Aliyah. Everybody stayed in Shul till the end of the Kriya Sattah. Everybody who got an Aliyah was there till the end. They had a mind to the Yotze Barakha Shinah Salam at the rest of the so maybe before they made the final Chakonah that every Oyla Latar says both the Prophet before and after, maybe in this community of Rav, in the Nisnasim, there were people who came late for sure, but there were no Yotze. No one would walk out in the middle. So that's why, because there were people who came late, so they introduced every other person who said, Bracha, for sure. So maybe someone was going to get an Aliyah who wasn't there, and the Kohen said that Bracha shall have come on. But no one was going to be Yotze, so they all be right, and the Bracha shall have come on. The Gemara says, maybe the young Rav got Shlishi. In fact, the Rav said the Bracha Shabbachamadu cannot prove that that he got the first study. Maybe he didn't take the first study. Maybe he really got Shlishi. And why didn't he say Shinasalana? Because there is a ravine. I'm trying to reconstruct what the story is. I'm not sure. We know it's only three aliyahs. The Bracha posted the price of nine things. Either one aliyah or three aliyahs. And no one says four aliyahs. That's when Yomar makes fun. Rabashi says it's supposed to be four aliyahs. Well, how can it be? Nobody holds like that. Makhlech is Atara, where the three aliyahs are one aliyah. No time says four aliyahs. The Gemara says, maybe the only number Rabbi got Shlishi. And the reason why didn't say the Bracha Shinasalana, because there was going to be a ravine. So why did he say Bracha Shalokana? Because there were Nechnasim, but there were no Yotzim. Yeah, this Gemara sounds preferish, not like the case of Mishnah. This Mishnah said there was a fundamental change in the Takana. In the days of the Takana, it was a Bracha called Bracha after the whole Kriya Satara. The truth of the whole Kriya Satara is one unit. Only you need a Bracha at the beginning of the year. Then they changed the whole nature of the Takana. What motivated the change was because of the Nechnasim Yotzim. What was the essence of the Takana that you treat every Ali as a separate Ali? So this Gemara doesn't make sense. Because that in Echnasim, the one who hates it, and yet we only say Bracha with the Aramsi and Bracha after. So which is it? Every Ali is a separate unit, the whole Kriya Satara is one. Which is it? The Gemara here sounds like the Rav, that it was always like that. Every Ali is always a separate unit. And every other Tarmikar in the Master Bracha before and after is Ali. But everybody had a mind to be Yotzim and the Koyans first Bracha. Everybody was there at the end, so everybody had time to be able to get the last turn of the third book. In this village, where they had Nechnasim and no Yotzin, so the only everybody has their brother before the nine of brothers. This Gemara sounds very much like the Rav, as opposed to the case of Mishnah, and we learned that it was a fundamental change in the nature of the Takana. So that's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says to Shema, okay, trying to push back and forth, back and forth, and Rabashi insists, no, you have four aliyahs. Rabashi insists, because we have four aliyahs and Rabashi. He said, there's a deep condition. I said, how can you say that? Well, the Rabashi, Maslis and Mani, what do you mean? The Mishnah holds four aliyahs. Because in the first time, the Kamer Adesi, Bishop of the Kamer Adesi, four aliyahs, and Rabashi, how many aliyahs do you give? So we give one aliyah, and three aliyahs. Nobody says four. So the Gemara says, again, our practice, we have a practice on the Tani Sidra, the name by Chal in the morning, we don't say Haftorah, we might have Chal to him, we do say Haftorah. So the Bir Agro, don't say Hashem Gemara, that Ikur Adin, we look at the Gemara of Reda, Ikur Adin, you only learn by Dinsha, and Shein HaMishi, you learn in the morning, okay? But if it's not Shein HaMishi, the Ikur Adin, the Tani Sidra, they didn't learn by Shaftes on the Tani Sidra, they only learn by Yom. The Takana was to say, the Takana was to say Haftorah, and give the Fakir and give yourself. That's why one time he says, they only give one Aliyah. He's only interested in giving the Haftorah. But a Makhdim and Abitur, she's Bakhtar and Kila. That's to say, Mahalle Nexa, who likes the Banach of Gimel Amaral, or Master Malali, they're cheating about third thing. They call it a third. People shouldn't think that it's equally important when you learn Kriyas Atari, you learn Atari. It's not equally important. You can't learn Atari, you can't learn from Malali, you can't learn first from Chumash. So one time is of the opinion, you give one Aliyah. The only reason why you give an Aliyah at all is to enable the guy to say that Atari, to give the cover. Give them this. We passed up the other time, they never had a Kriyas Atari lesson. The Aliyah is whatever the reason is. Even though the whole reason for the Kriyas Atari is just to enable you to give up to us. You always have to have Kriya. So the Bira Gra writes that it's not a Gemara when the kindest people of the Zan Shem of Adisha, they didn't have Kriyas Atari to Shabbos at all. They only have Kriyas Atari to Minta Gita Atari. Then in the later generations, they decided to lay the Kriyas Atari, but that wasn't the root of Takana, so that's why we don't say the Machter in the morning. But on the day of which there's a Takana Kriyas Atari, you can lay twice also. It's not a problem at all. So lay Kriyas Atari, as we said, the Tziva, the Tshuva, the community in Chicago, someone made a Knesset Secretary on a Sunday, and all the people came, and all of the other people were marching in the street. So they decided they're going to auction up Aliyahs and then make some more money for the shul. So they auctioned up Aliyahs and they gave three Aliyahs on Sunday night. So they had all my clothing, so they were brought by that Tobit. Are you allowed to have Kriyas Atari on the day that there was no Kakaras Tobit? So they sent to Shari to the Yitzhak. He has a relationship there, he says he's brought by that Tobit. But today I'm with you, there was no Kakaras Kriyas Atari. Let's say we'll be sharing the Hamishah. Because it didn't, they're not allowed to make those circles, because people have to go to work, and people you don't make those circles. But if you want to gather together to make another Kriyas Atari with three Aliyahs, if the people want to, so that's okay. So that's a little ago, it says like this. And every time you see from Nikra, the Takaras Agamara, you only play with the Haftarah in the afternoon, but Minfa. The Kriyas Atari is always a minute that the Rebbe played it. It's a day on which there is a Takaras Kriyas Atari. So you can lay it another time if you want. You know, everybody claims to be there by Minfa. If I'm going to be Yotze, later by Minfa, with the Haftarah, that's the Eid of Takaras. But it's a day on which there's a Kriyas Atari, so you can lay my Shakras also if you want. I think that's what the Nitziv writes. If it would have been Shem HaHamishim, and they already had Kriyas Atari in the morning, and then they would have to parade in the street with Akhnas and Sefer Torah. And then they would decide to lay again and say, that would be okay. To have another Kriyas Atari on Shem HaHamishim, that would be fine. To have a Kriyas Atari on a Sunday, there never was a Kriyas Atari, that would be not right. Okay, so we now finally come to the conclusion. The din is not by Ravashi. If I see that there are only three aliyahs, even three or one, but there are no four aliyahs. And the Gemara says, what the Klal is. And if they that has more chashivas, like Shvayda Shvayda Shvayda, you give four aliyahs, the Yom Kippur give five aliyahs, and Shabbos and Yom Kippur is six and seven, either like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Shmuel. Either six on Shabbos, seven on Yom Kippur, that's Rabbi Akiva, or we pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Six on Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos. So that's the end of the story with the... How many aliyahs I don't come to say? The answer is three, not four. But the Gemara asked the question over here. But the Mishnah is a little misleading. What is it? The Mishnah says, Al Chalamayin, Al Shchayda should give four aliyahs. And then it sums it up again. What is it summing it up again for? You're not adding anything on. Zeh HaKlal, it says, Kol Sheyesh B'Musaf, Eilu Yantar, Kar Mabur. It said that already. The Shchayda Shchalamayin, yes. So what is added on by the Klal? The Gemara, Ravashi, thought that adds on a kind of sibah. Yeshvan Musa means there's a Musa feeling. And the Shkaidish and Palamoy, there's a Musa, Mamish Korbonis on Musa. He doesn't Musa. And a kind of sibah, he thought Musa feeling, you add on Eina. The Gemara says he's wrong. So what do you need that whole statement? Is that a call? Because what's added on there? Nothing is added on. Nothing is added on. What do you need that line for? The Gemara says maybe the Mishnah wanted to review it, to repeat it, to emphasize that one may mistakenly think that Talamayit is the same as Yom Tov, that they both should have five aliyahs. The Mishnah emphasizes, no, Talamayit is not the same as Yom Tov. Talamayit is four aliyahs and Yom Tov is five aliyahs. Why would you think Talamayit is the same as Yom Tov? Remember, I'm so late, you know what's coming. These are the Gemara in the Erev and Afyun on the days. The Gemara discusses which days do you say Har HaShem. What are you up against to decide Har HaShem? So the Gemara says, Yom Tov, we say Har HaShem. So the Gemara says, how come you don't say Har HaShem on Rosh Chodesh? Gemara seems to Gemara reads well according to the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah. We discussed it earlier. Ramban Sefer Mitzvah comes to defend the halach as kedoshim. The Baha'i Council is having halach as one of the 613 mitzvahs. So the Ramban bets that the Baha'i, everybody knows halach is only the Rabban, it's not the Natar. So why does he include it in the Tariyah Mitzvah? Tariyah Mitzvah, Ramadan, the Moshe Messina. The Tariyah Mitzvah is only the mitzvah of their eyes. It doesn't include mitzvah Rabban. So some say the Baha'i included even mitzvah Rabban. Doesn't agree with that premise of the Ramban. The Ramban comes to defend the Baha'i and says, maybe the Baha'i thinks that halal on Yom Tov is their rice. Where is it possible for me to have halal on Yom Tov their rice? So he says, Simchas Yom Tov. But there's a Simchas Haguf with Basar Yai, then there's a Simchas Hanab, it's the praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Sayyidah. So that's the Ramban. So you read the Gemara, up to let you, you read the Gemara, it's not well according to Ramban. So the Gemara asks, just like there's a Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov, how come there's no Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, the Torah quotes in the name of the Gaonim that on Rosh Chodesh there's a thing of Simcha. How do they know? Because the Pasuk says, Yom Simchas Mo'adecha, Rosh Chodesheichem, Yiskaita Mechatzotze. So Rosh Chodesheichem is put together. Yom Simchas Mo'adecha, with Loch Hatzotze, is in conjunction with the Karbonim, so you see that there's a thing of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Torah quotes in the Gaonim. So that was the Gemara's question in Eich and Dafir and Mabesh. Your Shreidish Ben Rizot, the Yitzimta, how come we don't say Hallel? The Gemara says, there's a Nuta Basiyas Malach. Shreidish Nuta Basiyas Malach. That's why you don't say Hallel. So Rav Shalvech, you guess, how come you say Hallel? So the Gemara, how come you say Hallel Shalvech, Ma'am, Chalam, and Sukkis, and how come I call my case? No, the Gemara explains what the Chalukim come and say. You went through already. So Rav Shalvech, you guess, I would say Hallel Shalvech, Ma'am, Chalam, and Sukkis, also Nuta Basiyas Malach. So there's a machloek is the Rishonim, whether Malachas Chalamoid is the Reis or the Rabban. On Chalamoid, you're not allowed to do Malacha in principle, but set Malacha Lavuta. The Ba'avid, the Malacha Zedyot, the Rabban, the whole bunch of Hatera. So what you're not allowed to do, the Malacha, you're not allowed to do on Chalamoid, that's the machloek is two opinions of cases, the end of the first period, the Nara Rizara, and the machloek is the Chabin the Ramon, Shulchan, whether Malachas Chalamoid is the Reis or the Rabban. What's the difference of Lachan Maisya? Suffolk. Suffolk, the Raisa, the Chumash, Suffolk, the Avon, the Kulu. So the Gemara has, in my talk, the Gemara has a divide like Sheikah about certain aspects of Lachan's Chalamoy. How do you pass when you have a divide like Sheikah? So if it's a Dinda Raisa, go to Chumash, it's a Dinda Rabban, go to Kulu. So the Kinega points out that Mechavah the Ramah, the Shintasa. Chavah writes that Lachan's Chalamoy is only the Rabban. So therefore, the Gemara has in my talk, the divide like Sheikah, Chavah goes to Lachan. The Rambam says, no, Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa. Whatever you have, Rambam Chalamoid is the Raisa. The Rambam the Shittasa passed him, and the Rambam had an advice like Shittah regarding Malachas Chalamoid, said the Rambam goes to the Chumrah. That's the Shaila, Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa, the Rambam. The Rambam told that she gets this kasha, he said, Chalamoid, when I'm there is Mutta Basir is Malach, according to the Mechapa. Even according to the Ramah, that Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa, so he mentioned the Kerenorah on the first page in my Kotten. I said, well, my Kotten was all about Malachas Chalamoid. So the Kerenorah, the first page says that even if the old Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa, it's not a decent Malacha like on Shabbat Yom. It's a different Simchas Yom. It's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov Chalamoid. If you're going to go do Malacha, that's why you're not allowed to do Malacha. There's a bit of Simchas Yom. It's not so much that it's really a decent malach. Even one holds malach as chalamoid is their eyes, it's not a lois essay. It's because of the mitzvah of simchas yom. But yes, yes. The Gemara says you don't say halal on Rishtadish, the Mutta Barsi is malach. Now you say halal shalom on chalamoid sukkah. Also Mutta Barsi is malach. Even if malach as chalamoid is their eyes, it's not really a decent malach. It's because of people simchas yom. He thought that Chalamoid has the same level of Dusha as Yaktiv. And the Dusha Sayyam is such, what, deciding of Halal depends on what you do, Malacha or not? He said, it doesn't make sense. Deciding of Halal depends on the nature of Dusha Sayyam. But the Yom has such a Kedusha that it asks him for Malacha, so such a Kedusha Sayyam is not five and a half. So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have such a Kedusha Sayyam. Rosh Chodesh, what the Bach says, Malacha? Even if Chalamoid is Mutta Basiyas Malacha, but it has the same Kedusha Sayyam as Yom Tov, but it has a Hetter Malacha. But since the Kedusha Sayyam is at the same level as Yantin, that's why you do say hello. On Sukkot, every day you say hello, because in principle the Tosa must be as well. What do you mean, also, the Kedusha Sayyam is on the same level as Yantin, you have a Heter as well.
It's a
Simon,
not a Simon. Well, I'm saying it's a Simon, not a Simon.
Yeah. It's a simon, the Yisra Malacha is a similar dover, but the level of Kedusha Tzadim is such. What do you gain by saying like that? You say, no, Kalamayu is mutaba. You say, the Kedusha Tzadim is such, and it should have been, it's the same level of Kedusha Tzadim, but as a Heter Malach. Why don't you just say, it's mutaba, what's the difference when you say, it has the same level of Kedusha Tzadim as Yantar, but as a Heter Malach? But you say, it doesn't have. So he says, they're not coming in for Halalikah. He said, they're not coming in for Tilum. But Shabbos and Yom Tov is asking, Ois, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yodach, Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shein Guf and Ois. So why is Yom Tov and Ois? Why is Yom Tov and Ois? So Tosis says, because of Matzah, because of Sukkah. What about Shavuot? No Matzah, there's no Sukkah. So the Mishkan is asking, so Tosis didn't mean Matzah and Sukkah. And then the Kedusha Sayayim is the Ois. So there's a machlokes in Rishon, what do you say, what do you put on Torah and Talmud? So he told over, so the Rabbi said that his father, Rav Moshe, so that he asked his grandfather, Rav Chaim, why don't they put on Torah and Talmud and Balojit? He don't go in holes like that. But it's still a sophic with machlokes in Rishon, sophic the rice of the Chumim. So Rav Chaim said, it's not a sophic, it's a vada. But Talmud has the same level of Rishon, so he has the Yantar, so het the Malachim. It has the same high level of Kedusha Sayyam as Yantar, and the Kedusha Sayyam is what's considered a nice. Not Lamaisa, whether you do the Malacha, you don't do the Malacha. Some people in America, some people say, they wear Tefillin Chalamai depends. If you go to work, then you got to wear Tefillin. If you don't go to work, then you don't wear Tefillin. So that's like a joke. Whether you wear Tefillin depends, but you go to work. It depends on the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam. If it has Kedusha Sayyam, such a level of Kedusha Sayyam, then it's a noise. So he said, Rav Chaim told Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Alamoy has the same level of Kedusha Sayyam as a Yomtiv. In principle, it should have been also about Sayyam's Malach, a special heter, that you're allowed to do Malach. So the Kedusha Sayyam is the noise, that's why it's Potter from Tzvot. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara said. If the Mishnah wouldn't emphasize it, wouldn't repeat it, the heter says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Yom Sheyesh Malusa, Eir Yom Zikar Marbo, you would have mistakenly thought maybe Chalamot should be the same level as Yantar to give five aliyahs. The Mishnah repeats it, no, to emphasize. The Chalamot and Rosh Chodesh are the same. They both have four aliyahs, you shouldn't say Chalamot is the same as Yantar. The Havamim. Havamim is not good. Then Gemara talks about the second half of the story. The second half of the story was that all the people in the shul said Tafnun, the Nefilos are fine. And Rav did not say Tafnun, don't knock on Allah. I said, why not? So everybody's doing the Nefilos HaFayim, how come Rav doesn't do the Nefilos HaFayim? So the Gemara says, the answer must be, my time I Rav by Nafa Malapay, how come he didn't do the Nefilos HaFayim? The Gemara answers, it's Ritzvah Shal Avonim, the Tanya we have a Bryce, if it's a Pesach, if you have a mask, when it's in the night, Shal Mishtachva Salera, the Arzach Ham Yaku Mishtachva, Avon Teis Amigdash, he made the Mishtachva. Yes. What does it mean? It's also on a Ritzvah Shal Avonim, Heaven Maskis means that you have a floor that's made from Avonim. This Amigdash floor was made from Avonim. So there, and only there, are you permitted to be Mishtachva on the floor. And Chutz L'Beis Amigdash, you're not allowed to be Mishtachva on the floor if it's a Ritzvah Shal Avonim. So the Gemara says, if that's the story, Ritzvah Shal Avonim, and that's why Rab didn't do the Tefillos HaFayim. It sounds like everybody else didn't feel so. Only Rab didn't do it. Why did no one should have done the Tefillos HaFayim? The Hachid Gemara asks, "Ma yir yir afin kula nami?" Gemara answers, "Maybe only kamei de Rav havod. In front of Rav there was avod. The rest of the shul had a wooden floor. There were no avod." The Gemara says, "Why did Rav walk to the other half of the shul? He did not feel safe over there." He says, "Everybody would stand up and make everybody crazy. He didn't want to make everybody crazy." Lavoi the mitzvah tzibur. Ibo say, "The Gemara says another suggestion. Maybe the mimic was that they didn't feel safe like we do." You just lean over a little bit. And Rav was the only, maybe the whole shul had mitzvahs avonim. Not that by Rav there was avonim, and by the rest of the shul there was a wooden floor. The whole shul had a floor of avonim. But the Balabatim didn't do the filos afayim. They just did like me do. Lean over a little bit. And Rav used to do pishut yadayim raglayim. He by saying Rav pishut yadayim raglayim habiyav. Kidula damur. But as a Torah, this prohibition, every maskus is only to do pishut yadayim raglayim. We only do that on Yom Kippur. Zechal avoda. When we say the avoda, so kind of I'm humming my zayah. Come and stop a mud and rub an alternate. But there was a shame on Purish that he would be. Do pishut yadayim raglayim. So on Yom Kippur, we're concerned about Eben Maskus here. What are we concerned about Eben Maskus? You know the floor is tiles. The floor is a wooden floor. By us, there's no stone floor. So that's a chumrah for the Gaiden based on the top line off of Gimel and Merala. The Gemara says, Abai Verog with Mitzli Atzliya. Atzidei. They used to say Kachlan with Pisha Dangrad Light, and they used to lean on the side. Why? So Rashi on the top Rashi says a different reason why. That's a Gemara course from the Yeshua. A big prominent figure, a big Kamachachim, is not allowed to do Pisha the Dangrad Light in public unless he's looked up low that his prayers will be answered. So that's why Rabbi Barak didn't want to violate that thing, so they would tilt a little bit. So the tour, quotes in the garden, had a different shot on this. Why was Abai Rabbi, why did they mitzli atzli, why did they tilt on the side when they didn't do this Abai? They say, because the floor was a wooden floor, or a tile floor, but that it was a stone floor. But they were concerned, they didn't know what was below it. Maybe there was a stone floor below it. And even though you're kneeling on the wooden floor, if there's a stone, if there's a layer of stones below it, you're also not allowed to do Pisha Dagrav line outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they were tilt on the side. So that's what we do in Yom Kippur. We're concerned. We know the floor is wood, but the floor is tiled. It's not stone. We don't have a stone floor. But we're concerned maybe of the foundation of the building. Maybe there's a stone floor below. So that's why we put a talus on the floor. How you have a carpet on the floor? Once you have to put your talus on the floor, the carpet is there, so it depends. If the carpet is attached to the floor, then it's not moxie. Just like the wooden floor is not moxie. The concern maybe is a stone floor below the wooden floor. So the wooden floor is attached to the ground, that's not moxie. So you have to have a talus, or you have to have tape or something. You put something to be moxie, so you're not, it's moxie coming through the possible stone floor that's on below the wooden floor, the person is doing the pishut yadayim. Where do you have to put the talus? So a lot of people put the talus by their knees. They don't want to get their knees. They don't want to get their pants dirty. So they say you're not supposed to put the talus by your knees. You're supposed to put the talus by your face. Because the only time it's called pishut yadayim raglayim mitzaser is if the face is parallel to the floor. So you're supposed to put the talus to cover your face. So it's not called pishut yadayim raglayim. But you don't have to have it by the knees. These is irrelevant. But you do have, you don't have. Ikaris is big by the face. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Gemara says. That maybe Rav is the only one who had that. He's saying, Rav did Pishanai Raglai. And Ula says the only time there's a prohibition of Eben Maskus is you got to do Pishanai Raglai. And the rest of the Tzibah didn't do Pishanai Raglai. So that's why the Tzibah didn't have a problem. Rav is the only one who didn't have the problem. Greg the Gemara said, why did if there is an Eben Maskus, so why didn't Rav just do like we did? Didn't do like the rest of the Tzibur? Don't do Pisha Rav. And he says, no, let me shine in another. He didn't want to change. His practice always was to do Pisha Dain Raglai when he does Tafkun. And he didn't want to make Mishan in his middle. And since it was an Eben Maskus, so he didn't do any Kilo Safar. Some of the Sephardim still do like that when they say Tafkun. They lay down flat on the floor. I remember once davening with Rabbi Arusi, the Mamish, he wears a talus to me, he's not the Shlesh, he's a talus to me, he's in the Rabbanu. And he and some of the other people in his base medrash, they've been the Tilos of my Mamish on the floor.
It's 2 months.
It's 10 months, isn't it? Yeah. Then Gemara explains what are the different forms. What is Kida, what is Kriya, and what is Ishtachua? So Kida is Alapai. Alapai means like this. A person is standing like this, and he just bows over. So his face is parallel to the floor, that's called Kida. And Kriya is Kira'ayim on the knees, when a person kneels on the floor and his body is erect. Only his legs are on the flat on the floor, from the toes till the knees on the floor. And the rest of the body is erect. That's called kriya. Mishtachva is if you do that, you combine together kita with the kriya. So the person is kneeling on the floor, and from his toes to his knees, flat on the floor. And then he leans over a little bit, and the face is now parallel to the floor. So that's called Nishtabwa. So that's not Kishidai Ragman. Kishidai Ragman is something more than Nishtabwa. Kishidai Ragman is more. And Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. The meaning is that the tzibur kneels on the floor when you say Oleinu in Mishmona Esrimach, which are in Nishtabwa and Odin. And then the minig is also that everybody kneels on the floor when you say the Sefer Havayda. You get up to the three or four places. It really should be four places. The minig in most places, you only kneel on the floor three times. When they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Vidui three times. And then she really was a fourth time, and he said Lashem Chatas. So also the Mishnah said the Beresh, but he said Lashem Chatas, he said Lashem HaKorosh. And also Kohen Gadol Mishtab HaKorosh. So now most of the Mazam, they don't have a fourth time, they only have two times. The Balatani puts in the fourth time. And he writes that you shouldn't be Mishkafa though. You only Mishkafa the three times, Alayna Mishkafa the three times, when he said the Bidu, the fourth time when he said Hashem Chata, so you don't try. So Rachel gives some kind of a reason to Balatani. So Rachel didn't go for the reason. So he instituted that they would be Dukriya, Pishadai Maglai, four times in the Seva, but once in Alayna. Four times in the Seva Avodah. So Leitchi's practice was, I'm not writing that, but in Olenu, there are after Karim, Shtachim, and Modim, it's the Nelf Malkan Machim. Let me say, Nelf Malkanet, this is Karim, Shtachim, and Modim, so it's not the Karim, the kneel on your knees, the body is erect. And the Shtachim means you lean over a little bit. So you're kneeling on the floor, and you lean your head over a little bit, so your head is parallel to the floor. When you say, when the Kangarul, when the Chazan says the Seder Avodah, he says the Kangarul says the Shema Avodah, and then call up. Bakan Vam, Havna Masar, Akar Meshtach, and Modin, and Melchim, Alpineyem, that was more than Ishtachlo, that was Melchim, Alpineyem. That's out of respect for the Shema Avodah. The Shema Shemekro, and the God, the Lama Keng, the Marsha Zanir, the Shema Avodah, to give cover. How do you give cover? So number one, you do in the Alana floor. Number two, everybody says, Baruch Shem Kram Mekos on the other floor. So the Yerushalmi says, Akroidim, or you quote it. Arachokim said, Baruch Shem Kram Mekos on the other floor. So what does it mean? So the Mephoshim say, Akroidim means those in the Azara. That's how we say, Akroidim, or Omdim Azara, or you quote it in Mishkaz. The Kiyam of the Niyam on the floor to Akroidim Boko is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kiyam. We do it on Yom Kippur, Zechel HaMikdash, but the Kiyum Mishtachlo is only in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Gemara says. Chutz LaMikdash, not supposed to do that. And Ritzkos HaBan, in the Mikdash does it do it. So in Olenu, so many things that you do, many things you do, again, he said the pasuk says Kishem Hashem Ekru Avu Gadol Lokei. When you hear the Shema Feirosh, you have to show kavod. How do you show kavod? So two ways. Everybody says Baruch Shem Kol Mekosin Avoy. The Kroyim Man the Rechokim, and the Kroyim means Akarim Amhon Barzor. Those in the Azor. So there's an added kiyum on the Shtachvo. The Rechokim who are not in the Azor. Kroyim means those in the Azor. Rechokim not in the Azor. The Rechokim only say Baruch Shem. The Kroyim, in addition to saying Baruch Shem Kol Mekosin Avoy, they also do Ishtachvo. So that's the Koyrim or Mishtachavim, the Nefum Alpaneim. So Nefum Alpaneim, that's Mamish Pishin to Dime. But when Alaynu, you don't say the Nefum Alpaneim, just say Abdi Koyrim and Mishtachavim. So Koyrim is in the kneel on the floor, and Mishtachavim, you have your face parallel to the floor, but the body is still erect. It's not called Pishin to Dime. So then we wrote some Rachel's prayer. So we made a distinction between the Minig of Mishtachavim in the middle of Alaynu, the Chazor HaSachat, as opposed to the Minig Mishtachla Zeh and the Mikdash by the Shem HaMfarish. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that he made fun of them. The people make a distinction, and by Alenu they only bow halfway, and by the London, Mazari, lay it flat on the floor, is the point that the mice arrive, it's on the contrary that they're all supposed to be the same. And that's supposed to be the same. So Rachel insisted that they're not the same. The Rashash in Cuba, he quotes that the Minig in Vilna, even if the Rosh HaKol in Vilna, so the Minig in Vilna, even if there was, the people would kneel on the floor by Tanaman from the bazaar, kneel on the floor, then they would all stand up, and then after they stood up, then they would scream, my Baruch Shem from the person on the floor. I said, that's not right. You're supposed to scream Baruch Shem from the rabbi when you're in a position of teacher Dan Raglaim on the floor. You shouldn't say it after they stand up. You should say it, they should be together. The God of Allah came and covered the Shem Mephoshah, should be with the deciding of Baruch Shem when the person is in a position of freedom. So Richard said he never was brought up in Eastern Europe. He doesn't remember that the women used to bow down in the middle of Chazer HaShem. The first time he ever saw it was when he left the University of Berlin. He started to think the Yekis used to, and the Yekis didn't even bow down. The little said that he started to wonder how come in Berlin they didn't do like that. From Eastern Europe, he came from the Hindu like that. So he came to the realization that it's supposed to be a Zeh Chalamik, actually, it's as a kind of unholy to Marzor. The women were never in Ozos. The women were in the Ozos Nashim, which are the Tisha's Harabites. This special key in the Mishtakwa is only in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that this special key in the Mishtakwa is only Beis HaMikdash? Because it says by Bikurim. So one would have thought that that's a failure to have was a bikurim. So the quote from the woman gone in Anderis of Yoga, Mishna is bikurim. The Ishtak Adiso of Nashem Okech has nothing to do with bikurim. It is Kolan, if not the Lazar. Whoever enters the Azar has to be Ishtak before he leaves. So one brings bikurim, enters the Azar. That explained, that's what the Mishnah says in the Mishnah is coming as the regular daily routine. It says you used to have a lottery, which coin will be Zerch of the Shef to come, which coin will be Zerch to Kabbalah Sadam, will be Zerch to Halacha Sadam, Yitra Sadam, and Hepshit, the two of them do Torah. This part, that part, there's many Quran divided. So it says everybody who was Zerch to do the Lavoida, and it says, Shtach of the Yotza, Nidishtach one of the Yotza. That's the only one saying, the only one is quoted as saying, that's all based on this passing by Bikur. It's not a din the Yukhar by Bikur, it's a din call on the Knoss and Malzora. That's the question, how come on your kippur? The God is doing the whole Surah Avodah from the beginning to the end, how come it never says that he does Ishtakwa? And any other day in the year, any time he does anything. Does Shkita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Shrika, Torah, Epshet, anyone does anything, come on, Achnas, Ma'azar, do Ishtak, Akhman, Yom Kippur, that's the same. So that's one of the differences, that's one of the major differences between Nusach Tzvar and Nusach Ashkenaz, and the Sefer HaVoyt. Nusach Tzvar does that. As the Rami, even on the Gemara, never says a word. Nusach Tzvar has that at the end of the whole Sefer HaVoyt, Kabbalah does Ishtak one before he goes on. But Nusach Ashkenaz does not have that. The other difference is, it's a whole different version of what, but bottom line, the halachas are the same. There's a chashkan and there's a tzad, the halachas are the same. Except for these two shinim, one shinim is, but they didn't ishtakwa enough. So this chashkan doesn't have any ishtakwa. This is tzad goes. And the other difference is, when did he bring the Talmud Shofei Rambam? So my colleagues Rashi and the Rambam. It's unclear from the Mishnah. Every single step anyway. Is spelled out with Machlokes and when you do what. In Talmud Shofei Rambam, it's unclear. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, the Gavri says which way. One says the Talmud Shofei Rambam is done, the Avodah on Yom Kippur was done in 5 minutes. Big Zah. So one of the Rishon Rashi and Rambam, one says the Talmud Shofei Rambam was offered in the 3rd unit of Avodah, and one says that was offered in the 5th unit of Avodah. So this is Ashkenaz as far as Rashi. He says, five problems around. Shlomo says that they're both wrong. In fact, in his margin, he thinks they're both wrong. He says, the Mishnah says, something. The Mishnah says, per Tami Nishnah. Every day, the Tami Shabbat and Abraham was brought at 2:30 in the afternoon. It took an hour, 2:30 to 3:30. Every day has 12 hours, and from Chatzos to the end of the day has 6 hours. the Tamashabeh Rabbi takes 1 full hour. So at 2:30 every day, they started Tamashabeh Rabbi till 3:30. And they had another 2.5 hours after, 2.5 hours before. It was the middle of the afternoon. And it doesn't say that Yom Kippur is different. It says Yom Kippur is the same as every day. Tamashabeh Rabbi is when the clock strikes 2:30. So he says, if he's a young, energetic, and low, and he's running, he says, Rutz, he's running, does this, does that. So he'll be finished with everything. He'll be on the 15th of Avodah when the clock strikes 2:30. So he'll do the Talmud Shabbat Rabbah, 2:30, and the 5th Avodah. If he's an older kind of level, and he can't run, he doesn't have so much energy, it's taken a lot of time, so he'll, the clock will strike 2:30, and he'll be in the 3rd unit of Avodah. So he says, it depends who the kind of level is. He brings the Talmud Shabbat Rabbah, 2:30 on Yom Kippur again the other day. Sometimes the 3rd unit of Avodah, sometimes the 5th. That's where Rav Soloveitchik, or the old writer, when he was in Berlin, he used to correspond with his father. So he sent his father Oshin Rotor on the assumption like the Musa Hashkenaz, that they can go to the Natu Nishtapur, Yom Kippur, why not? Manish Tanit, the Vilna Gaon says, you learn out from the Pasuk by Bikurim, Yishtach Elisa, Yishtach Elkecha, the Kona Nechnosim, Lazor, Abda Abishtapur, so why didn't you can go on Yom Kippur? He comes up with a fantastic Kiddush. I think that he sent this letter to Rav Soloveitchik also. At the end of the sentence, he knew Shem Rizal Rambam, he sent a letter to Rav Soloveitchik about this Shkinetan. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that on Yom Kippur, not only the Kangolo has to do so many korbanos and so many avoidas in a specific order, it has to do everything, every step of the way, is a chelik of the Seder Avodah. The walking in and the walking out, it's also part of the Seder Avodah. How do you know? Not just he has to do everything in the order. How do you know? Because the Gemara in Chulin, in the first paragraph of Chulin, the Gemara says, how do you know there's an institution of Chazakah, status quo? If something was trade, let's say, the Eimah B'chaya B'chaz, the Sisera made something was trade, including Shech, the animal. The owner, he shechted it properly, it's a sofik and a shechita. So the din is that it's a vadai nevei, because it's b'ches kasisa. If something is b'ches kaseta, leish is kosher, the owner, whether it's cooked with milk or not, it's yishtava chazoke, it was kosher before, so it remains kosher. There is vada. How do you know yishtava chazoke is that is good? So the mother learned out and buys a menuga. Now the kohen comes to see the tzaraz batin. He sees it has a kigris, and he walks out, the yotza kind of has an abayis, his gris abayis. How does he know that it still has a kigris? Maybe it shrank inside. Maybe it doesn't have a kigris. So the whole of his gris abayis is not authentic. It's not valid. So you see, Yishtav Chazok, the coin saw that had a gris, it still assumes that it's there. Then the Gemara said, who says? Maybe the coin is walking out backwards on the abayis. Maybe he keeps on staring at the negos aras. And then when he goes outside, his gris abayis, he still sees that it didn't change. And the Chitayman maybe says that. It can't be that he's walking up backwards. But it says in the Chumash, the Yotzah, Pesach Abayis, so the Yotzah is normal, so the Yotzah does mean you're walking up backwards. The Chumash says no, because when the Kengoro left the Heichol, when the Kengoro went out of the Kodesh HaKadosh and into the Heichol to do the rest of the Avodah, he used to walk out backwards. And the Pesach is in the Yotzah. The Yotzah. So you see that walking up backwards is called the Yotzah. So like she said, how do you prove that it's called the Yotzah? Really need Yotzah. The Kangol has to do a whole bunch of avodas in a specific way. He has to do Penisim and Yitzhiya also. So he said, you see from that Gemara Chulin, he quoted the Gemara saying, that every step of the way is a chelik on Yom Kippur. Every day of the year, every step of the way is not a chelik. He can fly in with a helicopter. If there's no roof or there's a window, he can fly in. He doesn't have to walk in like this. He can walk in on his hands. As long as where he's supposed to be, and he does that way, that's good. And Yom Kippur, no, he has to enter, he has to walk through the gate, he's there. Every step of the way is all Hoizgechesh. So since every step of the way is part of the Seder Avodah, and there's no din in Avodah Yom Kippurim that he has to do his Shavuot, so it'll be Mishanah from the Seder. Yom Kippur, one day a year, the Kangol Badaki didn't do his Shavuot. Because every step of the way has to be accounted for. And if we'll do a Shtabra, it'll be Mishani. That was a big finish. There are other, that's not Shahad Raya. That's the Raya that Rav Soloveitchik wrote in the Marbur. Some are not so convinced it's such a Shahad Raya. There are other Rayas that prove that it's correct.
Why is it Shodan Yom Shahabai?
No, so he suggested maybe every step of the way has to be counted. Before they're going in, they're going out, and they're going from A to B, and B considers C to B. And then the Seder and Nachrei Moser doesn't say a word about a Shtakwa. So if you do a Shtakwa, that'll be a Shino in the Seder. Because the Seder is not just the din which Avoda should receive which, what the order should be. They're walking from A to B and B to C and F. They're walking and entering and exiting. Everything is part of the Seder. It's a conclusion. It will insert the Shtakwa over there, which is not prescribed by the Chumash, that would be a violation of the Seder of Yisrael. That was the suggestion. And that Gemara in Chulin is not such a hot ride. But there's a better ride for that. The Shabbos and Chulis Mabusha Yomkin. That was one of the few Akronim that Rapsa Rechik was very familiar with. And Mabusha Yomkin is the rabbi in Chaslavish. Before a Moshe Zodah. They had copies of the Seder. He was familiar with that Seder. He knew the Maschina very well, knew the Tzais, but the most of the time he didn't. Mabusha Yomkin didn't. So the Mabusha Yomkin has a kasha. Somebody asked him, he works on the kasha. It says in Mishnayis Tomid that every day of the year, the coin would go into the Echo, to be back to the Torahs. Two Kohanim would walk with him and help him. And then they would leave, and then he would do Haktaras Haktaras and the Mizrach Haktaras. So they asked the Mabusha Yantiv, the Gemara says in Yuma that the Din Chol Adam Le'id, we all know it, where the Chapa Bakadosh had said so, no one's allowed to be with the Kangoro, doesn't only apply on Yom Kippur, it applies all year long with respect to the Avodah that's done in Echol. And the Kohen every day, the Kohen Hedya, does Haktaras Haktaras, and the Mizrach Haktaras in Echol, the Din applies Chol Adam Le'id, we all know it. So that per se is not a kasha. The Mishnah says two people, two other kind of walked with the coin who were zeched to do the Haktorah. They would help them carry the stuff in, and then they would leave and he would do the Haktorah. So far there's no kasha. But the kasha runs as follows. The Torah says in Yuma that the Kangol on Yom Kippur says, the Chapa Bakodesh at Seisa. From the time that he walks into the time that he walks out, no one else is allowed to be with him. Not only in Cholad Riyal Moed at the time that he does the Haktorah Saktorah, even from the time he walks in to the time he walks out, no one's allowed to do it. So the Gemara says that Din Chabad Miyamar applies all year long, and the Kohen does the Torahs in the Echal. So the other half should also apply. From the time he walks in to the time he walks out, that says the Farish. That every day of the year, they have two kind of going in, but the Kohen is Zechat to do that Torah. So he gives the answers on the Kasha. But I think a better answer would be this, that aspect, that halacha, when he does the Haktaris Haktaris, when he does the Avodah in Echal, that's it applies all year long. But the other half, the time he walks in and the time he walks out, that aspect, that's only a Yom Kippur. It's every step of the way, the walking to and the walking out, and the walking from one to the other, that's only a Yom Kippur, that's part of the Seder. Every day of the year, that's not part. You can fly in with a helicopter, you can go in on skates, and it doesn't matter how he gets there. As long as he does the Avodah over there, fly through the window, and Yom Kippur is a day before the Chapa Bakadosh Ad Seisa has to go in. That would really answer the question. The Mabusha only does give that in. He's a different one. So that's where Absolvation said that he started to think when he saw in Berlin that the women would be mishtach in the middle of Seder Avodah. It was one of the Eastern Europe that ever had that practice. So he came to the realization that it's supposed to be Zechel of English, and based on English, the women were never in the Azar. The women were in the Azar Sashim, which was never the Scottish Kedushas Azar. Rashi says on the Gemara, why is Azar Sashim led in the Scottish Kedushas Azar? Because there's a din, and Yeshiva Bazar, Elam Amalta, there's double Malach. No one's allowed to sit in the Azar. Even Kagoro, not allowed to sit in the Azar unless he's a Malach in the Malta Bazar. So the women, a lot of times, are nursing, are pregnant. A lot of times, it's difficult for the women to sit. If they would have been the Kaddish as a snatch and the Kedusha Sazara, the women would have to stand the whole time. So they wanted to do a tovah to the women, so they never be Kaddish Kedusha Sazara, just like Kedusha Harabais. Harabais, he allowed to sit. That's how Rashi says. They never be Kaddish as a snatch, so that the women wouldn't have to stand. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. How can the women? It doesn't make sense. The women are going to make a Zechel HaMikdash. But the women in the Beis HaMikdash were not Hakraven, they were Rechoikim. Rechaykin just said Baruch Shem. Rechaykin and the Mefarshim say Mishai Berlin as an Oris on the Siddur. So he claims A rechayke means those who are chutz la'azara, only say baruch shein. A kreitman, those who were in the azara, said baruch shein when they were in a position of what? He should not rabbi. He says the women were never in the azara. He should bazar menai. The women were always in the harabai. So they never did in the face of mikvah. Which are 6 Aliyahs, which are 7, and Kippur and Shabbos, which one? Yeah, yeah. I think one comes an interesting passage in the Chemic. Aleph? Yeah. And the Chemic says they made Kriyas HaTorah. Our Kriyas HaTorah are exactly a replica of what's described in the Sefer Nechemiah. How they opened up the temple for the high holidays. They opened up the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. There were 3 days of Rosh Hashanah then, the days of Rosh Hashanah. And our Kriyas HaTorah had a Bima Shalates, and a big platform, and a Bima. And they had 12 people on the Bima, representing the 12 Shvat. 6 people to the right and 6 people to the left of the Bokhara. Why did they have 12 people on the Bima? The Gemara says, 12, not 13 each, but there are 13 names. What does it repeat? The same thing twice, okay? I'm Eschari, I'm the Mishulam, I'm Michael, I'm the Mishulam, the Mishulam, but there are only 12 people. What they need 12 people on the Bima? So there's a fascinating bug over there. And the Chemia. He says, the Bima Shalates was 10 Tvachim tall, and it was Dalal al Dalal Tvachim. So it's a Mishus Bifnei Atzman. So you have to have a minion in one room. You can't have a Balkari laying on top of a platform and the Tzibur is somewhere else. You have to have a minion where you're laying Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, if you only have the Balkari and the Oilel HaTorah and the Gaboyim, so you only have 4 people. So they had to have a minion, they had to have 10 people. So they had to have 10 people, so they decided they may as well have one representative from each one of the Shvat. That's how the Rabbah writes that. Shabbos does this contradict what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you ever went to the Beis HaKnesses Arizal, so also the beam is very tall, it's 10 Tvachim tall, and it has more than Dalal Tvachim. You don't have 10 people on the beam. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you could be mitzar for the people in the shul and the people on the beam. Everybody's mitzar of Yachad. Why? So the reason they give in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from Rishonim. But when they built the shul and they built the bima, the intention was that it should not be chayav kashrus for that. The intention was that the bima should be part of the king shul. It's all one roof. So the chayav, that explanation that they give in shul, the Chabad gives that explanation, that contradicts this Rabbah, the front of the Rabbah also. They didn't build the bima shalates, that it should be chayav kashrus for a separate roof. They meant the Balkarim should lie on top of the bima. So I think it could be that Rabbah would agree with the bima shul for a different reason. If you have a mechitza around an area, let's say the Ilchus Shabbos Klippos, you have a mechitza around an area that swallows up the whole area. The whole area is one big mishusayah. So let's say then you have two circles, one inside the other. So the inside circle is not called the mechitza; it's swallowed up by the. If you have the outside circle that's makim the whole area, so the inside circle is not chalek mishus b'nei atzma. Everything is swallowed up on the outside mechitza. Rabbi Shani would say like that in Hilchas Sukkos. Sometimes you get a chumra there. So that's what the Rabbah is saying. The Beis HaMikdash at that time, there were no outer walls. So it was only a big Mishalates, the Lakers. They didn't put up the walls yet. So he says there were no walls. But then the big Mishalates is coming from Shir's Kutnei Atzma. We have to have a minion on the big Mishalates. After they built the walls, those are the Beis HaKnesses HaRizal. They have walls around the whole thing. So then the big Mishalates is not coming from Shir's Kutnei Atzma. It doesn't count as a separate mishus.
Because it's in other mishus?
Because it's swallowed up. Sometimes I read the walls around and around. So the walls make the whole enclosure into one big mishus ayachid. So if you have a big mishus ayachid in the middle, that doesn't count.
So you can't reason you can't have a mishus ayachid and a mishus
ayachid. Right. Unless it would be like this. Unless you have walls like this, and then you have, let's say you have in the front, you have a bima shalates. Not in the middle. You have a bima shalates in the middle that's surrounded with the outer walls. Everything is swallowed up. It's all one bima shalates. So But if you have a section like this at the Mishalei, so then the Ara Mechitza goes like this. Goes here, goes here. And this area that's mamish against the wall here is not swallowed up by the bigger issues. The minig was when a young girl gets married, so the minig is, should be, that she gets married tachas kiddush arakim, to invoke the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu, she should have children like the stars in the sky. And when a woman remarries at the age of 65, she became an almana, so she's not expected to have any more babies, so the minig is that she gets married in the shul. She gets married inside, she doesn't get married outside. So a young girl gets married, so you marry her outside, but she should invoke the blessing. So there's a thesis in the beginning of Yuma, quotes a Yerushalmi, that chuppah is only kind of by a psula. A girl who's getting married, never married before. If the girl was previously married, then the chuppah is not kind. So nobody understands why. Why is the chuppah not kind? Yeah, Erisin, you give a ring, that's kiddushin, then you need nisul. So it says in the Yerushalmi, standing under the chuppah is kind of by psula, it is not kind of by alamah. The Samus Gedolim said, because in the days of the Yerushalmi, they had the meaning that says in Shulchan Aruch that the girl is getting married at a young age, gets married outside to invoke the blessing. The girl gets married outside, so the chuppah is kind of mishus chuppah, but the whole wall is swallowing up. So the standing under the chuppah is like the chosam is machmis the kala, and the his cheder is mishus. But the almana gets married at 65, gets married inside the house. So the walls around the whole house swallow everything up. And the chuppah is not on the edge, the chuppah is in the middle of the room. And the guests are standing all around. So the chuppah is not chod of rishus, but me'atzma. That's why. So Chaim Alajan makes fun of that. Just because the chuppah is inside, that's why it's not kind. He doesn't see that should be correct. He makes fun of that. But that's what some of them held. That the pshat in Yisham is not so much of the psula versus an almana. The psula gets married outside. So outside the chuppah is chalik rishus b'nei'as. It's not swallowed up by bigger mechitz. But if you get married inside the house, then the chuppah is swallowed up, so there's no haknasu rishusa. So that's why. It's not so much psula versus ba'ula, it's inside versus outside. The psula used to get married. That's a question, a historical question. Is that so then? In the days of the Yerushalmi, that has that meaning, that the young girls got married outside. That's a question. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once held a hesed. So he said about this pasuk, why did they have representatives from all the shvatim there when he was naming Kriyas HaTorah? That 12 sits to the right, sits to the left. So the pasuk continues there. He's naming Kriyas HaTorah Mefoirosh V'sum Sechel. So the Gemara says in the Torah, Madaf Lamechas, he's laying there, sometimes you have a Kriya Tziv. So the relating Kriyas HaTorah according to the Kriya. Not according to the Ksiv, the Alach al Manshi Bissina, that there's a Kriya Ksiv. So he wanted to have a minion of people, but not so much a minion. There are boxes because of the minion, because Chalim Rishus, he can't serve the people and not on a bingo, but absolutely, so not so much a minion. He wanted to show all the representatives of the Shvat. You see, it says in the Chumash like this, but I'm not going to lay it like that. I'm going to lay it according to the Kriya, not according to the Ksiv. So he wanted representatives to be there. All of the Shvatim to see the Kriya Ksiv. He was emphasizing, because the Pasuk says he lain a furnish for some sins. This was a recurrent theme of Salvation, especially by Hesper. He would say, there's a Kriya and there's a Ksiv. There's what it looks like and what it really is. So he would say, sometimes he would say, this person who passed away conveyed the mistaken impression as if he was this kind of a person. But in truth, he was really inside. If you really knew him well, he was something else. He delivered such a Hesper when Rav Zeid Gold passed away. Zeid Gold was a big Mizrahi Liga. He's done Mizrahi Liga in Europe also. He used to go with a big chuk. He used to go with a fancy head full of hair. So people thought he was a well-groomed rabbi. He was so careful about it. But in Yusso, he was a big tzaddik. So he was stuck. He wasn't what the people thought. And then he spoke about Din Zohar. And Din Zohar case also. A lot of this is the recurring theme by Rav Soloveitchik. The Golay Venista, what things look like and what they really are. So he said on the story there in Nehemiah that he had the 12 representatives of the Shvat and Shvat. You see, it's a Kriya Ksiv over here. The Ksiv is one way, and the Kriya is the other. Okay, we're up to women getting out of here. Chester, you never see Tom.